Morning Watch, ITERO 2020, The Christian Life, Week 1, The Consummation of the Age of Mystery, Saturday. Related verses, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substantiation of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Because we do not regard the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by appearance. Psalm 103:19. Jehovah has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Daniel 4:26. And in that it was commanded that the stump of roots of the tree be left, your kingdom will be assured to you after you have come to know that the heavens do rule. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Colossians 1:15 16. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, because in him all things were created, in the heavens and on the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and unto him. 1 Timothy 1:17. Now to the King of the ages, incorruptible, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter 1:8. Whom having not seen, you love, in whom though not seeing him at present, yet believing, you exult with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. Suggested reading. In the whole universe, there are two categories of things, the visible things and the invisible things. According to history and according to the real situation of the universe, the unseen things control the seen things. For instance, the visible part of our being, our body, is not the controlling factor of our being. Rather, the invisible part, the part that cannot be seen, is the controlling factor. We are controlled not by our body, but by something within that is invisible yet real. Furthermore, our destiny, our future, is not according to the things that are seen, but according to the unseen things. God is invisible, and the entire universe is under his control. If we consider human history in light of the Bible, we will realize that all human history is controlled and directed not by visible things or by visible persons, but by someone who cannot be seen. Only the Bible, the book of books, tells us of the unseen things. Those who are wise regard the invisible things, the things that are unseen and yet are revealed in the Bible. The believers in Christ have never seen God, yet they believe in him and love him because the Bible reveals him. Likewise, we have never seen eternal life or our spirit, but we believe in these unseen things because the Bible reveals them to us. The Christian life is a life not of seen things, but of unseen things. Anything that belongs to the Christian life is visible. The degradation of the church is due to the fact that Christians have moved from the unseen things to the seen things, whereas the Lord's recovery is the recovery of his church from the seen things to the unseen things. When we care only for things that are seen, we are fallen. But when we care for the living God by walking according to our mingled spirit, both of which are unseen, we are being recovered to the normal Christian life and church life. In order to regard the visible things, we do not need faith. To walk by faith means that we regard the invisible things. In the church life, we are walking not by sight, by appearance, but by faith. We know that we are saved through faith. This faith causes us to experience the divine birth with the divine life. When we were regenerated, the divine life, something invisible to the natural senses, was imparted into us. As a result of this impartation of life, we became brothers and sisters in the Lord. Even though neither the divine birth nor the divine life can be seen, we have an ability within that is able to substantiate the divine life in one another. This substantiating ability that is able to sense the invisible divine life within us is faith. Faith is not according to our feeling. Faith is the divine element infused into our being by the Spirit through the Word of God. When the divine element is infused into us through a vision received from the Word of the Bible, from a printed message, or from our spirit, something will spontaneously rise up within us to believe whatever God says. This is faith. We all need to learn to open ourselves to God, to His Word, His speaking, and His vision. Then His Spirit will put a seal upon His Word and will transfuse the divine element into our being as our believing ability. This is faith, the substantiation of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.